Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But think about this. Imagine someone who had an oppressive government, socialistic government that crashed and didn't work, and so people fled it, and they left it, and they wanted to come to a land of hope and a land of opportunity called America. But when they get to America, there's people trying to convince them to be like the country they came from. Now, we have somebody from Guatemala who is speaking right now. Her name is Gloria Alvarez, and she's saying, trying to speak to the immigrants who came, legal immigrants that came to America, to say, don't vote for what you fled from. As a matter of fact, let's join her now.
I live in Guatemala. I work throughout Latin America. And I want to speak to the millions of fortunate Hispanic immigrants living in the United States, legally or not. I have a question for you. Why do you support the same policies in the U.S. that cause you to flee your home country? The policies I'm talking about are those that lead to a bigger and bigger central government. You know only too well that the more power the government has, the more corrupt it becomes. My home country, like most other nations in Central and South America, is very poor. 54% of the population lives in poverty, and 13% live in extreme poverty. Half of all children under 5 are chronically malnourished. Crippling government corruption is the norm. Opening a new business can take months, even years, because of a multitude of regulations that are designed to line the pockets of bureaucrats. So the cost is much too high for the average citizen. Quite simply, unless you're politically connected in Guatemala, you probably want to leave. And in the last 20 years, many Guatemalans have left. Or to put it more honestly, they fled. The fortunate ones reached the United States, the freest and wealthiest nation in human history. There are at least 1 million Guatemalans living in the U.S. Nearly every Mexican and Central and South American immigrant in the United States, whether they immigrated legally or illegally, moved or fled to the U.S. for the same reasons, economic opportunity and the freedom to shape their own lives. In short, you came to the United States to participate in what Americans call the American dream. But have you ever asked yourself, why is the United States so free, so much less corrupt, and so much more affluent than any Latin American country? The answer lies first and foremost in the unique American belief in limited government. Why? Because the smaller the government, the less the corruption. And the smaller the government, the more individual freedom and personal responsibility. And given those things, along with hard work and talent, you can accomplish your life's goals. So back to my question, why would you support policies that keep expanding the power of the government when they are the very policies that doom your home countries? Is it because you think that when Democrats offer you free stuff, it means they really care about you? Do you think that when Republicans talk about enforcing immigration laws, it means they are going to send you back? Let's be honest. You didn't come here for free stuff. You came for the economic opportunity that allows you to work and earn. And of course, a nation has an obligation to enforce its borders. Certainly, every country in Central and South America does. In fact, much more so than the U.S. Perhaps you believe that your home country is poor not because of failed socialism and corrupt big government, but because of issues unrelated to ideology. Not enough natural resources, imperialism, and so on. Or worse, you believe that the U.S. has gotten rich on the backs of poor nations. But these narratives are false. There are many nations blessed with abundant natural resources that are poor. And they are poor overwhelmingly because of corrupt governments and policies that destroy incentives to produce. Look at Venezuela, which has vast oil and mineral reserves, but has shortages of every basic necessity. Why? Because of socialist policies, because of those same deceiving politicians who promise to fight for the people and give you free stuff. And you're going to fall for these lies again in your adopted country? Do you think by electing politicians who will fight for the people, fight for social justice, and raise taxes on the 1% who are exploiting the wealth of the 99% that you will get ahead? In other words, will you support the same policies and vote for the same types of politicians here who made such a mess back home? The United States became wealthy because its government stayed out of the way of its citizens. The more power you give to the government, the less power you have to control your own life. Prosperity and opportunity diminish as government grows. So why did you, like so many of my fellow Guatemalans, come to the U.S.? Because your society was broken. You chose to make a new life in the United States. You could have gone to another Latin American country with a similar culture and the same language as your home country, but you didn't, because the United States is different. Please, help keep it that way. I'm Gloria Alvarez, author of The Populist Deception for Prager University.
That's so powerful. But what better from somebody from another country who's living under a former government that's different than America, that people are fleeing from, and Gloria is saying, listen, you fled from that. Yeah. All the reasons why you didn't just leave, you fled from it. And now when you get to the place of opportunity, this is the thing about opportunity. This is really hurts a lot of folks. It requires effort.
That's right.
You're going to have to do
There's
some cost.
Game.
I mean, you get a good job, you're going to have to show up at the job. You know, if you get selected for the NFL football team, you're going to have to go to practice. You're going to have to go learn the game. You got to physically get involved. What socialism, communism, and all these isms promise is you don't have to do anything. We'll take care of you. For some reason, it ends up under oppressive government, and people end up fleeing and running to another country that didn't do that. They kept the freedom. But freedom requires hard work. It requires soldiers to stand up, citizens to say, I'll be a soldier, and I'll defend the rights and the freedom of our Constitution and our people. It takes police officers to go to the street every day. It takes people willing to run for office and not sell us out by saying, oh, what's this Constitution come from? It's like, we are a republic, a representative government that we select people to represent us, but it's a government by the people and for the people. We have a lot of programs on the original tent of America, and I encourage you to go to vfntv.com and watch them and listen to them, because we really have to re-educate ourselves. Nothing comes free. I mean, you have to participate. But it's a great thing. It's called freedom. And God has given us this. It's one nation under God. What Israel lost in the wilderness, when they demanded a king, not in the wilderness, but they demanded a king, they said, we don't want to just listen to the Lord through a prophet. And he says, okay, they wanted a king because everybody else had a king. They wanted a government like everybody else. And so God gave them the king. He said, but they were rejecting him. So they were one nation under God without a king, but God put a king, King David, and eventually a second one. Mm-hmm. But America's like that. Where now we are a nation, one nation under God. We can survive because our rights come from God, not from government. But we have to humble ourselves before God and acknowledge that, and we can keep our country. I think, you know, Gloria was dead on accurate. As a matter of fact, I want to pray with you right now. And if you are in America right now, we encourage you just to embrace this country, study its documents, and just get in and be a part of it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Like.